All kinds of folks getting caught up in the frenzy and excitement over the arena plans and just the prospect of bringing the Sonics back to town.
Let's go to our Como Newsline right now. Dan Pica is a farmer. Pica Farms in Puyallup. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Now, what'd you do to show your support for the Sonics?
Well, my brother, Russ, and I, we decided over the summer to, each year we look to carve out some message in our maze, and this year we decided, what the heck, let's go with Bring Back the Sonics.
Good for you. I've always been fascinated and baffled how you engineer and plot out one of these corn mazes.
Well, we're a bit unique. We, you know, you can get pretty technical and direct with using GPS. We simply grab our little John Deere with the mulcher, and the corn's about 6-7 feet high, and we start driving.
Have you been up in the air to see how the end product ended up?
Yeah, we have a friend who has a plane and takes us up after we've done the initial mow, and so we got a picture of it, and you know, it's just a bit rough, but it's fun. We enjoy it, and so since then we've been back in and we've added, I think, a space needle or two. And
that is so great, Dan. And as so for folks that call our Como News tip line in the middle of the night and usually have strange things to say, this is not a result of space aliens.
No.
When will it, is it going to be open? People can come check it out?
Yes, we'll be open all every day in October.
Dan Pica owns Pica Farms in Puyallup, and he's part of the team that wants to bring the Sonics back.
If you'd like some more information, go to their website. It's Pica. You spell it P-I-C-H-A, P-I-C-H-A Farms.com.